Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. It's Ag for the Four States. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Between now and 12 noon, oh, so much to talk about from the world of agriculture. As always, we want to start with a look at your agricultural markets, looking at the why of the market, as well as those latest agricultural futures prices. We'll be checking everything from our live cattle, feeder cattle contracts, lean hogs, the grain, the oil seed, cotton, energy complex, the factors behind the market, as well as those latest prices as well. News on 6 helping us out with a look at our weather. We've got our feature time to check on for you today. Great agricultural information for you in that particular segment. And then as we head toward the top of the hour, we've got the latest agricultural news that we check on for you as well. As always, we want to start with a comprehensive look at your agricultural futures. We do that here in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSEP.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
The June and August live cattle contracts closed the chart gaps yesterday that were left after the opening on Monday, while later contracts retained those chart gaps. Both live cattle and feeder cattle futures rebounded substantially from their lows during the day yesterday, which is a testimony of the resiliency of the market due to overall tight supplies. The anticipation of the trade is for cash to be steady this week, which will provide some confidence to traders to buy into the market. Box beef was higher yesterday, choice up $1.47, select up 89 cents. Well, the hog futures opened about steady yesterday, then never looked back, with futures showing substantial gains. Contracts are likely to challenge the contract highs of April 10th, which could uncover some sell orders as it would be strong technical resistance. The wheat markets are mixed to begin the day today, with Kansas City spot May wheat higher on growing concern for dryness in the Black Sea extending into May. Both eastern Ukraine, especially southern Russia, appear to be the focus of traders, as it's been those origins that have kept wheat prices under heavy pressure over the past year. Paris milling wheat futures seem to be expressing the same concern and are trading higher for the fourth consecutive day. The forecast looks to be warm and dry still into the first week of May. Closing higher for the past 3 days, there's little in the way of market-moving news for the corn. The U.S. Corn Belt is slated to get some good rains this coming weekend, with calls for up to 1 to 3 inches. Early today, some very light showers are moving across arid Kansas. And in Brazil's Safrinha corn area, it's much too dry. Crop scouts and analysts continue to hold on to Brazil corn estimates that are far below that of USDA. Soybeans are little changed to begin the day's trade, with bean oil falling on crude oil weakness and soy meal slightly firmer. The soybean market's coming off 3 consecutive higher closes. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
June live cattle down 52, 176.62. August down 70, 174.80. October down 35, 179.02. May feeder cattle down 60, 245.45. August is down 65 at 258.75. And September is down 50 cents at 259.97. Kansas City wheat to May up 6.5, 6.15 1/4. July is up 5 1/4, 6.19 1/2. Chicago wheat May up 0.5, 5.85 1/2. July is up a penny at 6.03 3/4. May corn is down 2.5, 4.40 1/2. July is down 2 cents, 4.50 1/2. May soybeans up 5 1/4, 11.72 3/4. July is up 4 3/4, 11.86 3/4. July cotton down 33 points, 81.39. December is down 15, 77.93. Well, that's a check of your ag markets. Now let's check the forecast from the News on 6 Weather Center. And we're going to see a pretty decent chance for showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance here today with a high of 73. 80% chance overnight tonight with an overnight low around 55. Showers and thunderstorms again tomorrow, 60% chance, high of 75. Showers and thunderstorms on Friday, high of 81. And again, showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, high of 82. And that's a look at your forecast. Stay with us. Ron Hayes joins us in just a moment. He's got the latest farm and ranch news, and that's coming up when we return on KGTF.